This is KMBA News. At the 2019 Elders and Youth Conference in Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Tripp Krause. The running theme of this conference is Language is Our Superpower. Sally Tugito Mayaga Swetsoff was born before Alaska gained statehood. Growing up in Atka, Undangam Tunu was her first language.
It was the language always spoken at home and in the village when I was growing up. Nobody spoke English unless they were talking to the BIA teachers or some other non-speakers.
It was only when she started school that she began to learn English. At first, her older sister taught her some simple phrases, but later, she says, strict rules against speaking indigenous languages were imposed. She says at first students spoke Anangam Tunu at home and English at school. But as those students became adults, school officials convinced them that their children would be better off in the modern world only speaking English. She spoke a bit about it later, calling it a type of brainwashing.
To think that if I used my Unangam Tunu, you know, I wouldn't succeed in the modern world. And unfortunately, you know, we wanted to succeed, so we believe them when we shouldn't have, you know, and today...
She says language teams and Aleutian Island Native organizations have been working hard to revitalize Anangam Tunu. Language helps support culture, she says, and allows the Ananga people to maintain their life ways.
Our languages are a direct connection between us who are here today and all of our ancestors who lived in each generation before us. I want each and every one of our youth and elders to remember who we are and where we come from. This is our homeland.
She says all Alaska Native people need to work together to keep their languages alive.
We all need to learn and speak our own native languages. Without our language, we lose our culture and our identity, and we can't let that happen.
Reporting from the 2019 Elders and Youth Conference in Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Tripp Krause.